Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey everyone, Lee here. The Story Pirates podcast will be back with regular episodes after the new year, but in the meantime, I wanted to share a preview of a brand new interactive episode of the Story Creation Zone where listeners can make their own personalized holiday cards for someone special in their lives. And it's hosted by Peter and Nimini. Grown-ups, for the full episode, join Creator Club today and enjoy exclusive bonus episodes, ad-free versions of regular episodes, discounts, and exclusive access to events with Story Pirates podcast hosts. Grown-ups, go to storypirates.com/podcast to learn more. Now, on to the holiday cards.
Oh, this is horrible! I'll never be able to do this.
Peter, is everything okay? Is there an emergency?
Oh, Nimini, it's terrible. I'm trying to write a holiday card to one of my friends on the ship to tell them how much I care about them, but I'm terrible at making rhymes.
Why do you need to make a rhyme?
Because, Nimini, the best way to send a holiday greeting is by writing a poem in a fun holiday card. And poems have to rhyme.
Actually...
Just listen to this. Here's a poem I was trying to write to my friend on the ship, and this is all I could come up with. Roses are red, violets are blue. How is your day? Are you, like, having a good day? Can day rhyme with day? Day. You see? I can't think of any good rhymes, so I'll never write a poem because I can't rhyme, okay? Leave me to my shame! Don't look at me!
Peter, it's okay. It's great that you want to send someone a heartfelt holiday card, but you're being too hard on yourself. Not everyone is great at rhyming, but there's actually a much easier way to write a poem that I think might just do the trick.
Really?
Yes, don't worry. I have tested out this method of poem writing in real-world conditions, and I can promise it is a very effective way to let people know you care about them. It's an easy and fun writing trick called a simile.
Similar to what?
No, just simile. It's a word that means comparing one thing to another thing.
But it's similar to what?
Let me show you what I mean. Before we make a holiday card, let's start with a really simple practice round. What's your favorite kind of fruit, Peter?
Ooh, lemons.
Lemons?
Oh, yeah. I love the way they make my mouth so sour, I can barely think.
Interesting. Huh.
In fact, I've got a lemon right here.
Perfect. Can you list some of your favorite things about this lemon?
Well, it's yellow. You gotta love yellow. And it's really sweet, but it's also overwhelmingly sour at the same time. Delicious. Mm.
So we've got yellow, sour, and sweet. Now let's practice making some similes.
Similar to what?
Similes. It's when you compare something to something else. For example, what is something else that is bright yellow like a lemon?
The planet Venus.
Okay, it's yellow as the planet Venus. And what is something else that's very sweet?
100 bags of Halloween candy?
Sweet like 100 bags of Halloween candy. And what is something else very sour?
A bowl full of vinegar.
Ooh, I like to put a little bit of vinegar on some salad.
But a whole bowl of vinegar would be unbelievably sour.
Sour as a bowl of vinegar. Another great simile, Peter.
Great. Can you finally tell me, to what is it similar?
Don't worry about it. Just take those three sentences you wrote and put them together, and you've got a poem written to this lemon.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Oh, lemon, my lemon, yellow as the planet Venus, sweet like 100 bags of Halloween candy, sour as a whole bowl of vinegar. You are my favorite fruit.
Oh, a beautiful poem, and it didn't even have to rhyme.
Wow, that's a pretty neat trick. But before I take a bite into this lemon, rind and all, I have to ask, how does this solve my holiday card problem?
Because this was just the practice round. Now we're going to write another poem, but this time it's going to be about a person who is important to us using similes.
Similar to what?
Don't say it.
Okay, but I'm thinking it.
Kids, if you want to follow along and make a holiday card for someone you care about, take a moment to grab paper and something to write with. You can either pause the podcast here and go do that, or listen to this festive holiday music for a minute while you collect everything you need.
Ooh, festive.
And that's it for our preview of Story Creation Zone Make Your Own Holiday Cards with Peter and Nimini. Grown-ups, to access the full episode and all of the bonus episodes from this season, sign up for Creator Club today at storypirates.com/podcast. On behalf of all of the Story Pirates, we wish everyone a joyful, creative, and kind holiday season.